and starts flashing satire on the screen.
This guy's un-fucking-leavable.
You're in store for some exceptional excitement tonight.
This is really all it takes. A moment of your time and the exercise of your good judgment.
I'm not here to make a moral judgment.
But if you know Jesus, you can boldly say,
you suck, you motherfucker.
Really, it's all quite true.
Now let's look at some of the places and some of the ways you might run into trouble.
Bend over as far as you can. Spread your cheeks. Open yourself up to me.
And think of instant gratification.
And then we can have a little look inside.
You're wincing asshole.
It's pink.
They discovered it was full of smoke and weird sounds.
Sooner or later, you will be involved in a serious accident.
Accidents are part of the business.
You're sorry about that. I had a bit of an eruption here in the broadcast.
Burn the face, son!
There's no worry about odor.
Just smell that air.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
It is disappointingly fast and easy to get into my wife's beaver.
There were many kinds of men bargaining for them, too.
She sold herself too cheaply.
Before long,
she was hallucinating and became delusional.
This is what she said to herself.
Bembo or Gil, Garamond or Baskerville or Isambard.
Trust me, it all makes sense in the end.
And this was their final statement in America.
I want a blue.
So therefore, we must have
young Americans who cannot help but to be greatly influenced by
Johnny Mathis.
He's a great leader.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy.
What, everybody look at that?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Over time, my husband will desire me less sexually, but he will always enjoy my pies.
Mmm, hot monkey
cream pie.
Oh, yuck.
Want the recipe for hot monkey cream pie?
No, I don't think so.
We've gathered a few parents of real potty trainers to talk about this important topic of
pornos I saw when I was young.
Each superbly produced volume features rare footage from around the world
of correct hand manipulations,
along with expert analysis by
Batman and Robin.
This is the Batman speaking.
Well, I'm going to let him feel my dick.
Not dick, not now. Time for Robin and Batman.
My favorite episode is the one where Batman and Robin turn the camera sideways and climb a building but still manage to plunge to their deaths.
I especially enjoyed that one. Let's see what's next.
Nap time is next.
No, it isn't.
It's time for cat massage.
No, it isn't.
It's time for
diet, exercise, and
to form babies.
Don't try to think you're going to figure this whole thing out today. It's going to take us most of the day for you to figure this out.
This is pre-mixed, pre-measured sanitary.
Might be more sanitary to fuck behind the dumpster out back.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
I pulled my pants down.
Here at First Family Church.
For more information, contact your local Christian bookstore or call 1-800-828-8995.
1584. 4,500.
70
fucking two! 28,400,029.
200 million. 22,900.
When get this matching utility kit free.
Then an angel came down and
kisses you on the cheek like your mother or your father.
You're now the proud captain of a paddle-powered bleach bottle boat.
No, I'm not.
You are now in an upright position.
No, I'm not.
You're a smart fellow, just like I said.
No, I'm not.
So what? Are you stupid or something?
Yes, I am stupid.
You might think to yourself,
Nicky, Nicky, Tembo, no so limbo, Uma, Moochie, Gamma, Gamma, Gucci.
I'm not really sure why these words came to me.
You can be reminded of a simpler time, when the most entertaining thing you could find on the internet was sights of horses having sex with people.
Those were the days.
I'm watching, Dad. I'm all set to go.
Or perhaps you might need more information. If so, please write me.
Or send check or money order to
592-13-666-1,100,000
North Bucket
Murray Road
in Savannah, Georgia.
666-66.
You can order and receive
this button with the shocking slogan, "If it moves, fondle it."
I can see that.
Okay, but what can we do about it?
I need some lipstick and a blindfold.
Can you see anything?
The first thing he saw was a tall man dressed in fringed buckskin, long rifle in hand, and wearing a real coonskin hat.
And his name was Jim.
Put the gag on him, Duke, and get behind that tree with a rifle.
The difference between a gun and a car is
every department has at least one.
Then he and the man with the yellow hat got into the car to drive to
our nation's capital and around the country.
I gotta get out of here!
I'll stop this.
I gotta go.
I'll see ya.
Bye.